I'm going to ask you a question before I start talking today. Are you ready for Christ's second coming? Stop and think. What Tim told you today is something you better think about, being ready for Christ's second coming. I'm going to read you a little story before I get into my lesson here. Now I'll tell you who wrote the story after I read it to you. Story says, I'm 83 years old, except for a brief period in the 50s when I was doing my national service. I worked hard since I was 17. Except for some serious health challenges, I was put in 50-hour weeks, didn't call in sick, ever. Never in 40 years. I made a reasonable salary, but I didn't inherit my job or my income. I worked to get where I am. Given the economy, it looks as though retirement was a bad idea. I'm tired. Very tired. I'm tired of being told that I have to spread the wealth to people who don't have any work ethics. I'm tired of being told the government will take the money I've earned by force if necessary and give it to the people too lazy to work. I'm tired of being told that Islam is a religion of peace when every day I can read dozens of stories of Muslim men killing their sisters, wives, and daughters for their family honor. Of Muslims rioting over some slight offense. Of Muslims murdering Christians and Jews because they aren't believers. Of Muslims burning schools for girls. Of Muslims stoning teenage rape victims for death, accusing them of adultery. Of Muslims mutilating the genitals of little girls, all in the name of Allah. Because the Quran and Sharia's law tells them to do it. Saudi Arabia and other countries use oil money to fund mosques and make Islam schools to preach hate in Australia, New Zealand, America, and Canada. While no one from these countries are allowed to fund a church, synagogue, or religious school in their country. We cannot teach love and tolerance in our country. I'm tired of being told I must lower my standards of living to fight global warming, which you can't prove is here. I'm tired of being told that drug addicts have a disease and I must help support and treat them and pay for the damage they do. Did a giant germ race out of the needle, out of the dark alley, grab them and stuff white powder in their nose or stick a needle in their arm while they were trying to fight it off? I'm tired of hearing wealthy athletes. I'm tired of hearing wealthy athletes, entertainers, and politicians of all parties talk about innocent mistakes, stupid mistakes, or youthful mistakes when we know they think their only mistake was getting caught. I'm tired of people with a sense of entitlement, rich or poor. I'm tired of people who don't take responsibility for their lives and actions. I'm tired of hearing them blame the government or discrimination or whatever for their problems. I'm also tired and fed up of seeing young men and women in their teens and early 20s bedeck themselves in tattoos and face studs, thereby making themselves unemployable and claiming money from the government. And I'm sick and tired of seeing young kids walking down the street looking like idiots with their underwear showing. Yes, I'm tired, but I'm also glad to be 83 because mostly I'm not going to be around to see these things, the world these people are making. I'm just sorry for my granddaughters and their children. Thank God I'm on the way out, not on the way in. Do you want me to tell you who wrote that article? He's a colored comedian. Been on a lot of TV, a lot of shows. I'll let you think about it. Who wrote that article? I feel a lot like he does. Tired of all the things people, the excuses people come up with. Tim gave you a good explanation of some of that this morning. Tired of why them people do that. We have to put up with it. But you can't touch none of their stuff. But they touch ours every day. Think about that. Are you ready for Christ's second coming? Because he is coming again. We don't know when or where or how or why, but he will come. People think it's going to last for years. It might last 5 seconds from now. We do not know. Of course, when I was 20 years old, I didn't think about that either. In the military, I didn't think about that at all either. But now as you get older, you think about that. Christ is coming again. Life is not guaranteed. We're here today, we may be gone tomorrow. Matthew 25:31, Christ is coming in glory with all of his angels. What a glorious sight that will be if you're alive that day, to see him coming in the cloud with all of his angels. Think about that. But you better be a Christian when he's coming. Matthew 16:27 says he's coming. The glory of the Father with his angels. All the writers of the New Testament are consistent in what they say about Christ coming again the second time. Matthew 24:27 is one I think about every time I see lightning in the sky. Lightning out of the east to the west, as lightning comes out of the east to the west, so shall the Son of Man be as coming. It's how quick. Think about that. How quick lightning is, how quick he will be here when he comes. I've talked to a guy a while back. He said, well, today, gentlemen, I'll have time to make myself right. I said, no, you won't. If he comes as quick as lightning, you won't have time to even blink your eyes. He'll be here to correct things in their life. Matthew 24:37. As in days of Noah, shall the coming of the Son of Man shall be. What happened at Noah at the ark? People were probably beating on the ark, trying to want to get in, they couldn't. Because Noah and 8 people, the only 8 people were in that ark to be saved. You don't want to be outside that the day of judgment when Christ comes that quick. He will be here. Because time with God is like a split second with us. We don't know. Nothing. He doesn't measure time. So it means nothing to him. It could be a day, it could be 1,000,000 years, but he will be here. Luke 17:28-30. I'm paraphrasing some of this because I don't have time to go through all of it and read it. Let's talk about Lot. As days of Lot, shall the Son of Man be revealed. Just think of what happened to Lot's wife. Turn and look back at what God told her not to do. I remember years ago, Tom Denson teaching class one time, and he asked a little kid this, and he said, she turned into a sack of salt. I want to remember what she turned into. It's good memory. Think about what happened by turning back. Can anybody quote me Mark 8:38? I can't. I have to read it. Christ said, if you be ashamed of me, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. Think about that day of judgment. If you're ashamed of him, to serve and follow him now. Because today is the day, tomorrow may be too late. Matthew 24:31 is written that it's not going to be quiet when he comes. Herald with great sounds of trumpets, as of old gathered together, like in Exodus, the 19th chapter, when the Israelites walked around Jericho and blew on their trumpets. God's will. He directed them then, helped them, but he is coming again to take those to heaven that are his. Maybe sooner than later, we don't know. It must be important, that thought, because it seems as though Paul repeats it later. He uses the same thinking. in 1 Corinthians and the Thessalonians later. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangels. It's more than a mere figure of speech, because Paul even talks about the same thing that Christ mentioned, that he is coming, that it will be known to everyone when he does show up. That's like one thing when I hear thunder and lightning and a storm, I think about that. Is this the day he's coming or not? We don't know. Because life is not guaranteed. Maybe it's a good thing we're not guaranteed. It makes us work harder to get to heaven. Think about his second coming, but don't get too much in your mind. Some people think, well, it's going to be this way, it's going to be that way, it's going to happen this way. We don't know. We're not told. If everybody was told exactly when he's going to come, everybody would wait the last second to try to correct their life. That's why he behooves us to be ready every second of the day and night. Not any specific day, we've got to be ready 24/7, because he might come. The older you get, the more you think about that. Young people, don't let it slip your mind now, because it will come to you someday that that's an important thing and the most important thing in your life, being ready. I think some people in the world will be disappointed when he comes, because their expectations is not what's going to be. They think it's going to be different than what it is. Not going to meet what they want. They're going to be disappointed. That's why it behooves each of us to be ready. I said 24/7, because he is coming. We have no control over that. The only thing we control is what our mindset is and how we look to him, if we're ready for his coming. There is no way that we can make it better. Back in Matthew, the 24th chapter, Christ talks about a faithful and wise servant. This should be our thoughts, our attitude, and our trying to be faithful and wise in what he wants us to do in following him. Go back to Matthew, the 25th chapter, and think about the parable of the 10 virgins. Are you prepared for when he comes? Five were and five weren't, but think about that. That's what he's talking about. Being prepared for when he comes. In the 25th chapter of the parable of talents, Tim said he had a further training before he went overseas, which you always do before you go into a combat zone. You always have further training. Refresh your memory or something if you want to train you a little more. In parable of talents, you know we're in constant training. Because our standing with him in heaven depends on our stewardship here on earth, what we do with our life here on earth. It's a constant training. It's a training field. A constant combat training field. The word constant training every day of our life. Now think about that. Whether you're young or old, you're still in constant training to be in heaven with him on the judgment day. It doesn't let off. It doesn't give up. In the military, you might do a mistake and they force you to do 100 push-ups. Well, that's one time that you get punished. But this is constant training. This is every day of your life to try to be with him, the day of judgment. The 31st chapter of Matthew comes up with a final judgment scene. Stop and think about that. The day of judgment. What's that scene going to be like for you? Are you going to be ready? Because he is going to come again. People don't think he will, but he will. Because he's constant with his promises. He don't forget and change like man does. That's why we're in constant training all the time. Revelation 21, the first 8 verses talks about a new heaven and a new earth. That's the day of judgment. What we have to think about and face on. Are you ready? Because he will come. Think about that thing. Life is too short to let the devil get in front of you. That's the easy part of it. He's out there 24/7 trying to make you stumble. Because he got kicked out of heaven and he doesn't want to be lonesome in hell. He wants as many people with him as possible. But we don't want to go there. Because Christ is coming again. I was thinking about another thing that is. I went to a meeting last night that another Boy Scout made Eagle in the troop in Altoona. I told him after his meeting was over with, and he looked at me kind of funny, and he said he never thought about that. He said that Tim talks about you, what he's over there, you're scared. You are. Do you know what courage is? Courage is the ability to face fear and overcome it even when you're scared to death. To get a job done. That's what courage is. When in face of adversity, that's the ability to face it and overcome it. Because fear is there all the time. Fear what the devil can do to you. Are you ready for Christ coming? But he is coming, but fear what the devil might do to you. We'll offer a gospel invitation at this time as one has been chosen. Should one be outside of the body today and want to be a child of his? Because he is coming. If you feel you've stumbled, you need to correct yourself in his sight. You can come forward and make that right with him as likewise. Because only you and him may know something you may have done. I may not know. Nobody in this room may know. But God knows what we've all done. Whatever your heart's desire and condition is this day, come forward as we stand and sing a song of been chosen.